Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I've never watched any housewife. I've never watched.
Shame on you.
Wow. Sorry. One person is saying that
too. I'm just being honest.
Right. So at what point are you honest?
Nobody's honest here.
Welcome to 40 Ever Young. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Christina. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Is it too late to say? It's like that Seinfeld, or not Seinfeld. Larry David.
Larry David.
It's our first pod of the year, so yeah. I figured I'd say Happy New Year.
Yes, and Traitors is back.
Oh, thank goodness. I love it so much.
I know. Favorite show going on right now.
Yeah, so spoilers, if you're not up to date as of January 26th, we're going to talk about Traitors.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
I think Rob is, you know, hunky, he's the new Efron or whatever, but he was so funny in that first episode where he's like, I haven't taken my shirt off yet and I haven't kissed anybody yet. And I wanted that humor to continue. He hasn't stayed that funny, but I still am into him.
I know. I didn't watch Love Island, so I can't, you know, I know there was like stuff with him before that. Mm-hmm. And how he was on Love Island, but on Traitors, I love him. I think mm-hmm. he's great. I think he's a great traitor. I think he's perfect for the show. I think he's so cute. But I did laugh at this last episode where he's like, oh, this is not looking good for Robbie Bobby.
No, yeah, that was funny. You're right.
He does like little things.
Yeah. He's like dry, like, and it's good.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm like, I love him. He's like such a cutie.
When he said with a straight face, like, I haven't made out with anybody yet. Yeah. So good.
Or even with Donna. He's like, I love that woman.
Oh God. Donna is the flop of the show.
Oh my God. I was like, when they did that secret traitor thing, I was like, it better not be Donna. And I go, you know what? They're probably picking Donna because producers probably want her on here for a long time and to, you know, keep her around.
Oh, I actually thought the opposite. I thought they gave her secret traitor because she wasn't participating in the competition. So they're like, she must have had like a 3-episode in my opinion. I don't know, which makes me kind of not like the show. Like,
yeah,
like it's like Dancing with the Stars. When you know someone had like a 3-episode contract, it makes it like not fun.
Yeah,
and that's how I felt like it was with Kelsey. I'm like, they're purposely pretending like she's not doing them because
yep.
he was there when you started them and she was there in the end, but she was not there during.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, they're catfishing us or whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
And then she was off. So I feel like the secret traitor, even though my brother said it was put in on the UK one and it was really good on the UK one.
Yes, that's what I read too.
Yeah, so I feel like that was how they kind of were like, okay, we're going to give you a 3-episode arc and then you're out.
Yeah, because that chariot one, they obviously would have let her sit in mm-hmm. the chariot and everyone would have pushed her. Like everyone would be like, Rob would have gave it to her,
right?
The shield. So I was just like, hey, wait, where's Donna? Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, she physically can't do some of these challenges.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just a little annoyed it was her because I was like, all right, that's not fun. I thought it would have been interesting if it was like someone you really wouldn't suspect, like Stephen Coletti or like Mark Ballas mm-hmm. or even from Top Shelf, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like those that are kind of quiet in the beginning, like, you know, I was like, that would have been interesting because nobody would have known for a while.
And I liked that the main traitors didn't know who the secret traitor was. I was like, that's a fun twist.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that a lot. Yeah, it just would have been better if it kind of lasted longer. I would have liked to, instead of Donna being banished, I would have liked it if they saw her in the turret, you know?
Right, right.
I did read the same thing your brother read, that like the UK one, like it was such a hit because they pulled it off so well.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
my brother watches all of the traitors, like every country, he's like, they're all so good. I'm like,
oh, I bet.
Yeah. But, and then what else was I going to say? I love that the real Rena's coming out now. Like, yes. Colton's getting the real Rena out. Love that.
I can't stand Colton.
Bad it's caster. Just
the fact that he went in thinking, everyone's saying like, oh, he's trying to get the Dylan Efron edit. I was like, no, he's trying to get the pilot Peter edit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to be like right about everything, have his Peter pals, you know, his Colton cubbies or whatever. Like, that's what he's trying to do. But he's mm-hmm. just like being so cocky about it. And so like, and he's so wrong until Lisa. But he's mm-hmm. been so wrong. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Peter was right. And then Dylan, the only thing with Dylan, he was only right about Bob the drag queen. Dylan wasn't right about anyone else.
Right.
But yeah, Colton, I'm just like, before this last episode, I'm like, Colton, you're getting this so wrong. Like, come on.
Yeah. That thing he did with Rena too, like, I'll keep you safe. It was so stupid too, because honestly, even if he was like, I mean, obviously he's right. He knows she's a traitor,
yeah.
or he thinks she's a traitor, but like, but it's such a bad deal. Like, I'll protect yeah. you during the round table if you protect me in the turret. No, because during the round table, you're one person. You have to convince 15 other people like that it's not Lisa in the turret. Yeah, she can say yes, we're killing him, or no, we're not, or murdering him.
Yeah,
whatever, you know,
so
it's like so stupid.
So I was stupid. So mad at Rena for not bringing that up. She could have spun that.
Yeah, she really could have,
and like really got him. And the people were voting for Colton anyway that night, so
right.
I was so mad. I was like, Lisa, say something.
Right.
Like, even look at like with Candace and Portia. Like, Candace was like, oh. She told Portia, oh, Michael said he's going to get rid of a housewife. And then Portia went and told everyone. And then Candace was like, I didn't say it that night. I said it the other Oof. Time. I was like, damn. And then, yeah.
Portia just wasn't quick enough to
yeah
expose that. Yeah, that was unfortunate. But also, I'm like, yeah. not super surprised Portia left, because I've seen her on Housewives, you know?
Yeah.
So.
She kind of did that herself. With oh, saying, yeah. like, oh, totally. What did I kill? I was like, oh, God, Portia, you're done. And Ron was so right. It was just like, Ron had like legit evidence against Portia. She mm-hmm. said, when I killed Ian, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and then like, everyone's so mean to poor Ron.
And Ron is so funny in real life. Like, I really wish he would have been funny on The Traitors. Maybe like it would have worked out better for him. But yeah, everyone was so mean. And I also thought he had a good thing that he didn't call out, and that the fact that he was close to Donna. So if he was a traitor, I would say, why would I be so visibly buddy buddy with another traitor? That doesn't make sense for me. Like, he yeah. should have said something like that. Like, that was bothering me that he said that. I was also surprised that he said he was straight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His girlfriend, yeah.
I didn't know that. I watched the first season of that Maya Rudolph show that he's in, Loot, and he's funny. And then there was a show years ago that took place in a bar, and he was in it, and he was very funny. So I've always liked him. But I don't know why. Maybe just his accent. I thought
he was maybe, yeah.
Not straight. But
yeah, that's okay. What's so frustrating with traitors. Like, of course, they have nothing to go by in the beginning. So they're just like, she said something weird, or he said this, or whatever. So they're going off like such little things, but it's so annoying when they're like, oh, Ron's too quiet, so he must be a traitor. I'm like, we haven't heard Steven say anything.
No.
Like, we're Mark
Literally
Ballas,
nothing.
Yeah. Mark yeah. Ballas just started talking this past episode. Like, they're, of course, editing, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But Steven doesn't utter a peep. Why aren't people like, hey, Steven's quiet? Like,
right.
uh-oh, traitor. Like, right. It's so annoying.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things.
That's what they go by. Oh, no. Or either too loud or too quiet.
Right.
It's just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, Michael Rapaport was annoying. That's obviously how he is.
Right. Yes. Like,
and yeah, like what they were saying, like, he would have been a terrible traitor. Right. You know?
Yeah. It was funny because who was it? Maybe it was, somewhere I heard where someone's like, oh, I did a movie with Michael Rapaport and I thought he was a really good actor, but then he acted the same way he did on The Traitors. So I think he's a really bad actor. That's just his personality.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
Ay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. The only thing is that with like them banishing Ron at that point, I was just like, I don't want to hear another episode and be like, I think it's Ron. No, it's not.
I know.
The only thing I was like, all right, you got your answer.
Right. So who are they going to go after now?
I don't know, because this episode, the banquet's Fulton. Supposed to be like amazing.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that. I forgot.
Oh my god, imagine if they had Rob wearing that penchant. Everyone would be touching him, like running to him.
Oh my god, Dorinda would be the first to go.
Would be out. I just love Dorinda crushing on Rob.
Like, I just love how she was like, oh, he's my
traitor's husband.
Yeah, but then in the back, I'm thinking everyone's looking at her like, bro, we all love him. Like, stop it. You can't call this. He's
all our husband. I mean, she's like hanging on him, like on his arm. She's like, hold it. Like, the way she's holding him. And then she's like, I love this shirt on you. Like, every outfit. I love that outfit on you.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
I think Rob's going to do, like, after this, I think he's going to have his own reality show or something.
Yeah, I like that hypothesis. That's good.
Because he, like, what he does is, like, I guess take out snakes from people's homes or something. So they could have him do that stuff.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
And watch him do it shirtless.
You know what? He'll get a lot of views.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't. What was his reputation on Love Island?
I don't know. But I mean, the whole premise of Love Island is like they have like a new person, a bombshell coming in, and like, you know, someone tries to take that girl or this girl, or I think the audience like couples you up with someone else. So I get, it's also the whole premise. So I don't know. I'm assuming maybe he was a player or something, but I feel like the whole thing I saw like from like TikToks, like I guess he was coupled up with Leah and I guess they weren't, but she seems to be in a relationship with the same guy. Like they're going strong. So it worked out for her. So can't be mad at Rob for that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I feel like I want to go back and watch Love Island, what season he was in, after Traitors.
Yeah.
I need my Rob fix.
Love Island's the one that Ariana's the host of, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't on this last season. He was on the season before.
Got it.
I'm going to have to watch it. What, you know?
Yeah.
When Traitors is over, I feel like he might win.
He might. He's doing really well. Like, this whole, like, Lisa thing was good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, didn't he vote? He voted Lisa out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good for him.
Did you see the video that Lisa put up? Like, oh, everyone's asking how I could be around Rob. And she's like, I'm used to this kind of hotness.
Yeah, so good.
I know. She's so like, America, good. Harry Hamlin.
She's like, my daughters bring home hot guys. Doesn't bother me. I'm like, that would be weird, Lisa.
Yeah. Harry Hamlin, hottest guy in the world.
Oh, my God. She's so funny. I love how committed she is to that bit, too. Like,
I know. And then, what was it? The first episode of Traitor. She's like, Harry Hamlin. I was like, of course. You just had to mention him.
Harry Hamlin. I heard she was on Bowen and Matt Rogers' podcast recently. And I listened to it. And I do kind of, like, love how, like, he'd been divorced twice. She was really young. It was, like, when she was just on Days. Right? She was on Days?
Yeah.
How they met, and she said, like, she went home for Christmas for some holiday. He tried to get her to go somewhere with him, and she's like, no, I'm going home to, where's she from, Oregon or something. He called her every single day while she was gone for like 6 weeks or something, or maybe not 6 weeks, but a long period of time. And, you know, it was before cell phones, so like it was a big deal to like call somebody every day. Yeah. And she said, and that's like where we got to know each other. So then when I came back to LA and we actually went on a date, like we'd already built that like foundation. I was like, okay, I like
I like it.
Right.
Yeah,
like, those are like the good old days of not having cell phones and like having to make a like date to talk on the phone, you know?
I know. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I read now, like, I guess instead of what parents are doing, instead of buying their kids like a cell phone, they're buying them a landline.
My sister was telling me about that. Like,
yeah, that's a thing now.
Yeah.
Especially for like 7-8 years old, like around there. Like, it is like, yeah, it is kind of young for a cell phone, but it's like, oh.
Well, and there's also some, I forget the name of it, my sister told me, but there's also something that they're selling that can't, like, it can't be sold for advertising, so that you won't get, like, because, you know, if you open a landline today, like all of a sudden all your calls will be like telemarketers.
Yeah,
like it's something, I forget all the details obviously, but it's something to where it doesn't allow telemarketers to call, so it's good for kids.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Yeah,
so I forget what it's called, but
Listen, I also read last week, I think the New York Times had an article about like a dumb phone. Remember, weren't we talking about a dumb phone?
Yes, yes.
And I looked it up and it's not even out yet. And it's not cheap, but they were just showing like a prototype. And I was like, listen, you know what? I was telling somebody at work about it 2 weeks ago, and that was the day the Verizon outage. So maybe I shouldn't talk about this because I didn't have cell phone service for 8 hours during that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I was at this work conference and I was like under the table being like on my computer, like, why is my cell phone working? Like trying to Google it. And then finally, like something came up about a Verizon outage and my phone didn't come back. It went out at like 11:30 in the morning. It didn't come back to like 8:30 at night.
Oh, wow.
You didn't have any issues?
No. I mean, no one was trying to call me, but.
No, but you would still see.
Text? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was in the conference, I was on Wi-Fi because that's also why I was getting nervous. I had to make a work call and I was like, oh my God. So I put myself on Wi-Fi so I could get texts through Wi-Fi. But then as soon as I left, like I had to walk back to my hotel and I'm like, hope I remember how to do this because didn't have Wi-Fi to look up like, you know, the street or whatever that it was
on. Yeah. Oh my God.
It was kind of crazy. And then when we went to dinner and I was like, I'll go to dinner, but I can't call the Uber. And so someone else had to call the Uber. And then at dinner, I was just like, well, this phone is doing nothing for me. I don't need it out on the table.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. So it was kind of fine, but
yeah,
I get a little nervous when I'm like not home. Cause I'm like, how am I going to call an Uber? You know,
of course. Yeah. At least it's like we had so many years like without the cell phone. Exactly. So it's like, we'll be okay.
I drove back and forth from Texas without a cell phone. I mean, maybe I had a cell phone, but it wasn't like I didn't have GPS.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
crazy.
I know.
So how do we get on this? The dumb phones?
Oh, well, they do have like a Barbie phone that like, I think you could only get maybe YouTube or something, but no other social media.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. How did, maybe, I know we were talking about Rob.
his reality show.
Yeah.
And I started talking.
I don't know
either. I'll have to listen to it back.
Yeah.
But recap the traders, big fan of Rob, big fan of
Ron.
Ron. I was like, what's the other one that we just big fan of Ron, big fan of Rob. And yeah, can't wait till Thursday.
Yeah. I'm excited. I was like, oh, it would have been great if they just released it yesterday to help us with the snow.
Yeah, it would have been so good.
Oh. I know. I turn on the TV. I'm like, I could really use an episode of Traitors right now.
Well, it's such a tease because we got three and then we got two. And then this week we just got one. And I'm like, no, I want another.
And then I did watch when it came out Thursday at 9 because usually I want to watch like Friday after work because it like amps me up so much. I'm like, I can't get to sleep, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I get so excited. And, but I got spoiled. The first one that I got spoiled, I just got spoiled by who the traitors were. I was like, mm-hmm. All right, it's okay. And then I got spoiled another time that it was Caroline, that Stanberry that they that they murdered. But even so, I kind of had a feeling it would be her.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, damn it, I gotta watch this now. Thursday at 9.
Yeah, I know. I try to too, because the night that three came out, I couldn't watch all three of them. So like the next day, I'm just like, scroll, 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 scroll.
I know. I was being so careful. The thing was, I was being so careful. I didn't get spoiled until like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Saturday, that's when I got spoiled, when I was like about to start them.
That's
and it was like right as I sat down, you know, like I get commercials on my Peacock, so I'm like, all right, let me scroll. I'm like, damn it, I just
got. Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Because I was so proud of myself for avoiding spoilers like all of Friday.
Well, I guess I didn't watch it. This Thursday I watched it when it first came out, but I guess last Thursday I didn't. And so when I was scrolling, I just saw like a bunch of memes about Rob and his overalls.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, that's funny. But I, you know, scroll, don't read anything. So then when I sat down to watch it and we watched the whole first one, I was like, wait, Rob isn't wearing overalls. And I didn't realize there were two. So I was like, oh good, there's another one. Nice.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Major fun. I want to see those overalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was good. Well, I was going to say, speaking of amped up, are you up to date with The Pit? But should we save that stuff for after we finish Peacock or /
okay, yeah.
Bravo stuff?
Did you watch last night's Potomac?
I did. Did you?
Yes. I thought it was a great episode. I didn't realize it was the season finale, but well, it wasn't technically. Next week we get Karen's sit down. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was great, and I had such anxiety about them getting to the airport.
Oh, me too.
I was like, are you kidding me? If I went on a trip and someone said, hey, I know you guys are leaving at 3 p.m. Your flight is at 3 p.m. So we're going to do all this stuff first.
No.
That's hours away. I would have been like, hell no. I'm staying in the hotel. If we have something that's 10 minutes away, I'll do it. But no way am I going fly fishing and then a sit-down lunch.
No.
Like, and then you're saying it's 2 hours away from the airport? No.
No. Absolutely not.
No. Even them getting in the car, I'm like, they're still in the car. Like, I would have turned around, like, after seeing the traffic. I would be like, no.
All that traffic was giving me anxiety. All the driving was giving me anxiety. Yeah. Like, even from the two previous episodes, I'm like, this is giving me anxiety. Like, nothing ruins a trip more. And I think they said it, like, ruining the luxury or whatever.
Yeah.
And you, like, stay somewhere, but then you're like, you're on vacation, you stay somewhere, but then you're like, oh, we have to go an hour and a half to do everything. It's like, well, this isn't a relaxing trip if I have to, that's 3 hours round trip.
Exactly. And then you have to wake up earlier and then you get home so late and you don't want to do anything. And it's just like, why don't you just pick a house closer? Like, you know?
And if it was like one day, like with the Aspen thing, sure. Okay, fine. You have to drive an hour to the private airport. Aspen, you come back. Yeah, sure. One day. But the first day they had to drive all the way to Angel's house and all the way back. Then the second day they had to drive to the airport and then back. And then the third day that fly fishing. I'm sorry. I agree with you. And that countdown clock. They knew what they were doing because it was giving me so much anxiety.
I was like, you have to be at the airport before your flight, not at your flight time.
Funny. So I was watching it and I watched the show when it came on last night. So I was getting like I guess it does on Peacock too, but like Next Up or whatever. Yeah. So like one of the commercials when they showed the jail, I was like, oh my God. So not only do they not go fly fishing, someone goes to jail. Like to your point, I didn't think it was the season finale. So I didn't think it was going to be Karen. So I was like, oh my God, so they go to jail?
They have a flight at 3 p.m.
Like what is going on? Yeah, that was confusing. And then they showed Karen and I was like, oh, okay.
But why wouldn't she pick another day to go fly fishing? Like, I get the Aspen trip's a whole day, but I don't know. I would have rather fly fished and then had a dinner than going to her Angel's house and meeting those men that didn't even say hi.
That was so weird. Oh, and she was so proud to introduce him. He's a ultra high net worth XYZ. I'm just like,
who cares?
Yeah. Like, and the girls were like, I don't care.
Yeah. Like they didn't even say hi. They're just like staring them down, smoking their cigars. I was just like, and if Angel said all like their businesses, like that didn't help their business.
No, you're right.
Like, cause they were so rude.
Right. It made them look like duds. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird. Angel,
I was just going to say like on that sense, I get it. If maybe Angel's like, these girls are being mean to me. She said it to Bobby and Bobby told his friends, or she probably said it to those guys.
Yeah.
So I could see it in that sense. Like if she was just like, these girls are so mean to me. And then they're just like, oh, we hate them too now, you know?
They were way too mean to her this past episode. I'm sorry.
They were.
Like
they were.
You can air your frustrations, but let it go. And they would not. And she didn't do it on purpose. She didn't put them in that house with no running water on purpose.
Yeah, she didn't know.
The fact that she shrugged it off as well as she did, like, I would have been like, see you guys later. Like, that's it. I'm out. You know, like, deserve to be treated like this.
The whole trip, they were awful. Giselle especially. But even, like, on the plane to Aspen, it's like, she got you on this plane. Like, and, you know, everyone talks about Kimosabe and, you know, you guys want luxury. This is luxury right here.
God. But then Angel being like, all the famous people go here. I'm like, Kyle Richards goes here.
Just
and we had this episode like 5 years ago. So like, you're not doing anything new or unique.
I know.
Aspen is such a swanky place. You could have found a different swanky thing to do. You know what I mean? It didn't have to be the same exact thing Kyle Richards did. I'm sure Kimosabe has some kind of connect with Bravo, you know, like, or else why would they do that twice? Or maybe that's the only place they can get into an ice spin because it is so high end. I told you there's a Kimosabe in Park City now, right?
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh my God.
But yeah. I felt bad for Angel. Like,
me too. I feel like at first she's not meant for reality TV, but I will say this. She's not meant for it, but as the episodes went on, I think she deserves a second season because I think she'll give it back to them the next season.
Okay, let's see it. I'm here for
it. I think so. Because at first I was like, nah, she's got to be gone. She's not, you know, she's not meant for this. But I'm like, I feel like if they gave her a second season, she's going to, like, go back at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which she should.
Yeah, like, she should.
Giselle was being a jerk.
Yeah, because there's nothing about her that I'm like, I hate her. I want her gone. She just was kind of a flop.
Yeah. But, I mean... She probably, yeah, she definitely wasn't expecting them to all turn on her. Mm-hmm. So she thought, you know, she's probably going to be better received. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
They were just too mean. They were just too mean. It got to a point where I'm like, oh my God, leave her alone.
Yeah. But, and she didn't help herself. Like, she should have canceled the fly fishing. She should have been like, you know what? Let's have a luxurious, spa morning.
Let's brunch. Get massages or something. No, that I would have said no. I would be like, no, I'm not doing this whole thing.
No. And it was all to promote her business, which that was a flop too, because she got lost going to something that's like her own business.
Yeah.
So I felt bad. I was like, yeah, me too.
I know. I was like, oh, Angel.
To be. I know.
You're giving them more ammo.
I know. Oh my God. And then I saw something, I think online or on a podcast or something, where they're like, you know, like that whole thing with the real estate agent, how they were like, oh, I want a, you know, $14,000 house, but I want to pay $1,000 or whatever. They're like, nobody would say that, especially if she's trying to look rich on a show. She probably said, I want a house that looks 20 grand for cheap, you know, like, I don't want to pay 20 grand, something like that, like, you know, a month. And they probably took that and ran with it because they were like, oh, we're going to make her look bad. But she was probably being sarcastic, because who wouldn't say that? Like, right? Like, get me a deal. Like, I want a nice house, but get me a deal. You know?
Yeah.
No one's gonna be like, I want a nice house and I also want to pay extra.
I know, right? Yeah, so but it is a little. Her. I know it is a little too much with the. I spent this much or this much.
We got that whole kemosabe scene. I was like, this is gross. I don't care how much they all spend.
I know, and I was like, I love you, Stacey, even more because Stacey's like, I got nothing.
Yeah, like, I know, Stacey and Monique.
Yeah.
I was like, good. You know, don't buy something.
Just you don't have to. Yeah.
But like, oh, I got this. It was $1,000. And when they started doing that, I was like, oh my God, you guys are gross.
And they're like in a circle, like going around, like, this was so weird.
Uh-huh. And she sounds like, I bought these earrings. They're $100. I was like, okay.
Even what Kay bought, just like white sneakers, but they're like over $1,000. I'm like,
ridiculous.
Yeah. But, and then even so, like in the, those exit cards, like for the ends, and then even like Angel's like, oh, they're looking at they either purchase a $2 million house in Potomac or they're looking at one. I don't know. And I'm like, what? Why are you telling us this?
right. You know, right? Yeah, that was gross.
Yeah,
but kind of glad this season's over. I'm not excited to see Karen. I don't love that she's at the reunion. Like. But whatever, I'll suck it up.
What are they going to talk about for an hour? Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure a lot of it, the episode's going to be like, you know, her coming home, seeing her kids, whatever. So they'll show that.
And then maybe we'll get like the last 15 minutes with the beginning of the reunion or something. Like the bullshit part where they just like come in and talk to Andy, you know?
Yeah. Or maybe they picked up cameras for Wednesday. Maybe the last 10 minutes will be something about Wednesday.
That would be good.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Cause I'm like, I don't want to hear an hour of Karen. No. Like talking. And I used to love the Grand Dame, but I'm just like,
Yeah. Listen, everyone deserves redemption. Like, I'm fine to listen to try, but like,
yeah,
unless she's totally accountable, I've got nothing here, you know?
Yeah.
I'm over her.
Yeah,
the Wendy thing is interesting.
I want to hear what she has to say. And also, they didn't show, like, from the trailer, they didn't show her and Eddie having a combo that kind of seemed like they may be separating, or she didn't talk, you know how she also talked to Ashley about, oh, Eddie doesn't, or someone, he's not doing this or that.
Yeah.
They cut that all out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. Speaking of reunions, are you up to date with Salt Lake?
Yes. I couldn't stand the last episode of the reunion. The second one, oh my God, they were just talking over each other the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And this whole thing with
what's her name, Brittany, like, and the manicurist, like, why are we just hearing about that now? If that was a major contention of the whole season, like, I don't understand why we wouldn't learn that before. It makes more sense why she hates her so much, like, why she's pouring water on her and she's just taking it, you know, like.
Yeah.
I'm saying a lot of she's, but you know what I mean? Why Meredith is pouring water on Brittany and Brittany's just like taking it. Like she took abuse from Meredith on camera, not just off camera, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will side with Meredith. Like Brittany did bring up that TikTok about Seth.
Yeah, that was fucked
like,
up.
Like she shouldn't have done that. Nope. Like, how did you think Meredith was going to react?
Right.
You know?
Right. But if I'm Meredith, like be cool. Like in the words of Luann, don't be uncool. Like this whole temper tantrum is like ridiculous. If you think like, yes, she's trying to hurt you by bringing up some like TikTok that was in the corner of like dark corner of the internet, but like you're giving it more life. If you were just been like, okay, whatever. And moving on. Nope. We wouldn't be talking about it.
She kept on going. She would not stop.
Did you see that she met Charlie XCX at Sundance or Charlie XCX met her?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we just got one more episode. I guess we're going to be talking about Bronwyn and Todd.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah, so. Otherwise, this season was good.
Yeah, the season was good. The reunion's been a flop for me.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired. You know how I feel about reunions. I'm just so over them. Mm-hmm. But, and then I was just thinking, I go, they better not try to do a three-part reunion for Beverly Hills. What are they going to talk about? What are they going to talk about for one episode?
Mm-hmm.
What are they possibly going to say?
Well, we're not even halfway through the season, are we? Or are we?
It doesn't matter. Nothing's happening.
We're going to get Alexia's wedding. That's going to be so thrilling.
Oh my, nothing is happening at all. And then I know they still go to where? They go to Italy? I guess maybe Dorit fights with either Eric or Kyle, one of them. That's even so, that's 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Nothing is going on that show. It is so boring.
I know.
Like, they were going to talk about Avi and Sutton.
Yeah.
Who cares? She's not telling us.
Sutton Brown, you mean? That's trying to become a thing. And she's doing the thing she does every season where she's like, I want these girls to be my girlfriends. And it's like, okay, here we go again.
Yeah.
And I am happy Rachel Zoe is there. Amanda Francis is going to regret. I know I said this to you in text, but she's going to regret going on the show because her business, I mean, is just like, I think we're all seeing that it's a total flop and such a grifter thing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that Bose is like, what? You know, like,
I know
you have no formal business training, but yet you're selling seminars on how people can make money in business. Like what?
Yeah. Like you haven't done anything yourself. Like, why would I take advice from you?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, you're right, Bose. But I just like how, everyone else, even like when Dorit was like, oh, I have a ghostwriter for my book. And she's like, you're not going to write it yourself? It's like, shut up.
I know. She was gross. And then she they kind of moved away from it. And she brought it back. She's like, so tell me more about, like, she never heard of a fucking ghostwriter before. Get out of here.
I know. Please. Like, all the celebrities don't use them. She's like, I just sat down and wrote.
Annoying. She is the worst.
Yeah, she's annoying. She's
the fucking worst. The worst. Yeah, even if she didn't have this fraudulent business, she'd still be the worst.
I know. And how she one-ups everyone. But then even so, I guess when she was just like, I don't want to talk about this now because it's the anniversary of my son's passing. I was like, Dorit, don't say anything. And then Dorit started. I'm like, Dorit, don't talk. She's going to, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop talking, Dorit.
Ugh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Dorit. And Dorit just wanted that fight because she's like, I'm not doing enough this season. I got to do more.
Yeah. I'm like, Dorit, just wait for the next day. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to look good here.
Wait till you're on the plane going to Italy or something. Yeah.
Yes. But
you notice, like, it could be cut too, but you know how, like, this whole season of Orange County, we had to hear like how upset Tamara was because of Teddy.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle's actually best friends with her, you know, and we're not hearing any of it from Kyle. And that's to say Kyle doesn't care, but I'm just like, the fact that Tamara used it as a plot point, I hated that. Or not a plot. What am I trying? Yeah, plot, right? Plot.
Yeah.
What's the word? I'm trying to think of the word. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, I'm not trying to like hate on the fact that Teddy's not part of this episode or the season, but like Kyle's not making it Teddy's thing about her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So 1 point for Kyle. The only thing I'll ever give Kyle.
Oh yeah.
I do love Rachel Zoe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, she's been, I thought she, I think she's fits in well. Of course she knows them, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
I just think she makes good TV too.
She
like,
does.
You know?
Yeah. Just the way she talks, just how she is and how she talks. Like, is she really giving us anything big? No. But you know, I enjoy her scenes. I thought one episode when they went on the plane, where were they going? Sedona. My favorite part of the whole episode was Rachel Zoe, like, as everyone walking in with their outfit, she's like, oh, okay, so they're wearing this. And I was like, this is the best part.
Yeah. And this past episode, watching her shop in the vintage store, like,
that was my favorite part too.
Yeah, like, that's what was fun about her show, like, seeing, like, all this vintage stuff and what she's into. Like, again, we always talk about, like, not my style, but I love watching you do it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, but yeah, nothing going on there, so we can move on. Are you up to date with Southern Charm?
Yeah.
What do you think so far?
I'm enjoying it. It is funny how it's just, like, you know, Austin and Craig. Their love, their strange relationship. It's just like, yeah, no girlfriend would ever get to compete with them. Like, it's their affection. I feel bad for Audrey.
Me too.
Yeah.
I feel like he kind of started dating her to, like, rehab his image, and now, you know, he's kind of, like, over it.
Yeah, or I kind of thought, like, how when she was introduced and everything, it seemed like he was really into her.
Yeah.
Last year. So I was like, oh, you know, like, he really likes her and everything. But now how he's talking, you know, I don't know. Maybe if it's just Sally came in the picture. Or, I know she was there last year, but I don't know. Maybe he does like the whole, like, being single. He probably is a little jealous that Craig's, like, having all this fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's jealous.
Yeah.
And, well, the Sally thing kind of gave me the ick, too, because it was like, she, before she started down this, like, hot tub thing with Craig, she was talking about how she's into Austin. And then she did this hot tub thing with Craig that didn't work out for her. And now she's, like, back on, like, the Austin train. And even, like, that Watch What Happens Live where she was like, oh my God, I'm blushing when, like, Charlie said she, like, she would be good with Austin. I'm like,
yeah,
she's not giving up on this Austin. Well, I guess you shared that picture too. That looks like they might be together, right?
She's persistent.
Yeah.
So, no, she's not giving up. And plus, anyway, I guess because, you know, she switched to Craig because, you know, she's like, all right, Austin's with Audrey. But then it's just like, all right, let me go for Craig. I'm like, he just got out of a relationship. Craig needs time to heal. He's that guy, you know? But I'm just like, oh my God. And then with those damn chickens, I can't believe she bought chickens.
Oh my God, so, I know. She is a Sally. Pick me girl.
Yeah.
Benita's being a little too much, I feel like, this season, right?
Yeah, like, I get what she's saying, but, like, she kind of, I feel like, took it too far. Like, even when they went to Madison's house and they were just talking and Benita just gets up and leave, it's like, Benita, have a conversation. Like, what the hell? Like, and then I kind of like how her mom was like, oh, you know, let her be her friend.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was my favorite Benita scene of the season. Yeah. I do like Benita so much. Like, I root for her. And I am not a huge Sally fan, but it's like, you'd be winning if you were just, like, not as harsh, you know? Like,
yeah. I mean, Sally's really the one giving us the most this season.
But... she really is, because she's doing the most.
I know. Like, she had no shame.
And the fact that there's Leva is still coming into these scenes just cracks me up.
It just pisses me. I'm like, Leva, you want to be gone, be gone.
Right.
You know, like, you have your own show now. You know, you don't need to come here and gossip.
I do want to see how Rod styles Shep's house. I'm kind of
too.
Like, show me more of this. I want to see more of this.
Me too. And I was like, why wasn't he invited to Patricia's
guy's dinner? Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't think she likes him. But still, I was like, no, Rod should be there. Rodrigo should be there.
Yeah, he should be. I didn't even clock that. And then, but instead we get this, like, snooty British guy that's all of a sudden at Rod's engagement party. It's like, oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. It's like, okay. At least I appreciate with Southern Charm, it's like, you know, these people are actual friends.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what I always appreciate about Southern Charm.
Like, even Audrey was, like, saying hi to people that I'd never seen before, like, at the engagement party. So I'm like, okay, so they're obviously, like, part of this group. These people, they just don't want to be on camera. Don't want to, you know, be a character on this show. Every time I see Shep, I forget who told us. Someone told us years ago that like they, well, I don't think Austin or Craig won off the show, but Shep has wanted off the show for years, but they just keep like backing up a dump truck full of money to his house.
So I know.
Like, okay, I'll do it again. You know?
Like, all right, I just got this trip to Cuba planned, but yeah, I'll be there the rest of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What else about, I guess that's it. I mean, you know, and what's her name? The pregnant woman.
Oh, Madison.
Madison, you know, she's fun this season, like just being pregnant and you know, she's funny. Molly's kind of not doing much this season. I want more from her. I want to hear her sing more, actually.
Yeah.
Give me more scenes of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's not really doing much.
And then what's his name? Craig's friend from college.
Whitner.
And not Whitner. Oh yeah, I forgot he's even a cast member. No, the one that was on Winter House. He was around. Corey. Yeah, he was around at the beginning, but haven't seen him since.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm not sad about it. Yeah, Whitner is.
He wasn't in this last episode.
He wasn't at the engagement party.
No,
you're right. They're doing that Bravo thing where they don't want to pay them for these episodes.
Yeah,
these new people. We want to talk about the shock of the century. Amanda and Kyle's breakup news.
Yeah, so shocking.
I can't believe it.
It just, you know what? What really pisses me off is how the rumors started, and it was like, oh, they're living separately, and then they went and created videos like making fun of the whole rumor, like, oh, I'm living in this new house, like, blah, blah. I'm like, they gaslit us, and the whole thing was true all the time, the whole time. I was like, why do that and put that out there? Like, it just pisses me off.
They wanted to wait till Summer House was about to come out. They wanted to drag it out. And also, they filmed Lindsay's new show. So I'm like, is that where we see them break up? Like, do they stay together for the summer and then they break up on Lindsay's new show?
Yeah. That's what I think. I think it's going to be, they're probably fighting yet again on Summer House. And then it continues on into in the city. And then that's when they decide.
Interesting.
That's how I think it's going to play out.
Well, and I, even before, like, you know, with the gaslighting, like, I was noticing that, like, with the dogs, I feel like one of the, was it Kyle was posting just like one dog all the time? And I'm like, I knew something was up.
They spend the holidays, I think every year they spend the holidays at their own family's place. And they're like, oh, not until we have kids will we spend holidays together.
Which is
so
weird.
He took one dog to Vermont and she took one dog to New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Still. So weird. But I'm just like, it got to that point where I'm just like, Amanda's constantly complaining about him. She had to either stop complaining about him or just end it.
Yeah. Which, you know, I actually feel like this last season was a good season for the two of them. Like, there was not a lot of fighting. Like, Kyle was just being funny, drunk, like not a lot going on, but I don't know. They were never, they never should have got married.
Oh, I know. I know. Watch they get back together. And they put us through this.
Yeah, exactly. The other big drama of the week, the one we're actually invested in, the Beckham drama.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it.
I know. Even though we haven't got any new gossip, they were just spotted. The family was just spotted.
Yeah, but I thought it was so telling that all the girlfriends were there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely team Beckhams.
Me too. I'm team Posh. Yeah. I am loving all the memes though. Like, they're so good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like the AI photos of her like doing like all kinds of kicks.
Dance. Yeah. I was like thinking, I'm like, how bad could that dance really have been? And then that one guy that's been going like on interviews, the only one that's talking because he wants like some fame. And he's just like, oh yeah, Mark Anthony called them up. I guess Mark Anthony said, oh, Brooklyn, come up and dance with the most beautiful woman here. And then Victoria. So I could see Nicola being mad, but be mad at Mark Anthony.
Right.
He's the one that said it. And then they're saying like, what? She just like nuzzled his neck, like Pasha's nuzzled his neck or like, you know, whatever. I'm like, this isn't bad. I bet you it's like nothing.
Right.
And especially only Brooklyn and Nicola had the video from it and they refused to let it out. I'm like, well, then it's probably not that bad.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and the other thing I said to you off pod is like, we don't actually care. Like, I know maybe in London, people care more about actual Brooklyn, but like, if you don't post about it, like, we don't care.
So yeah.
The fact that you had to take, well, now I'm going to take back what I'm saying. Cause maybe, you know, they always say like the paparazzi and everything is worse in England or London. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's worse. That's why he felt like he had to speak out. But I just feel like he's breathing more life into something that was just kind of like, there were rumors, but it was like, okay, you know, they're strange.
Yeah.
Big deal. Like,
yeah.
Next, you know?
Even though I loved it, I love the four pages of the Instagram stories. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I actually appreciated it because it's like, you know, you kept on hearing like, oh, they're not talking. Oh, this. So I love that he put it all out there and like everything too. I'm like, this is great. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm nosy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good. It's good. And then just let the internet sleuths go at it. Like how she said she worked for a year with the dress designer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Valentino,
yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, okay, so you weren't scrambling in the 11th hour.
Right.
And was it for what? Dress number 5?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was probably for another dress anyway.
Exactly. Like stop it.
Not the main dress.
Yeah.
I don't like her blonde. Like, whenever I'm seeing their actual wedding pictures, I'm like, she's better at brunette. What do you think?
Really? I like her better blonde.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, I did watch Bates Motel, which she was on just like uh-huh. one season. And she uh-huh. wasn't bad. But that's when I first heard of her. Because uh-huh. I was like, oh, I think she's beautiful. And so I was like, oh, I really. And then I saw she dyed her hair dark. I'm like, I don't know. I like the blonde. But her eyes do stick out more with the brunette, the mm-hmm. brown hair.
I think maybe it was, I need to see pictures of her blonde and not in the wedding dress. Because maybe it was like the white on blonde that I didn't look. When she redid her wedding, I think she was brunette then. And I liked those wedding pictures better.
Yeah.
Like the dark hair with the white dress.
Yeah.
So maybe I have to see other pictures. But it's like Sally, like the dark hair makes her eyes pop more. But I do like her with lighter hair. I think yeah. she looks prettier with lighter hair.
Yeah.
I agree. No, such a hard thing to deal with, having your eyes pop more with
I know hair. Right, but you look good with both.
Exactly.
So blessed.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Did you see Andy say like, I want to have Lexi back on here if she'll talk
yes.
about
yes I thought that too.
She will. I feel like she's like, okay, I gotta get back on Bravo.
Let me talk about Brooklyn. I was checking her page to see if she mentions anything, but she hasn't. I'm like, girl, spill.
Definitely is under NDA.
Yeah. It has to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, even if she says, like, no, the Beckhams are amazing, I'll be like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, right?
Thanks for letting us know.
Exactly. Well, that I guess I would all be like, who's NDA? Is she under a Brooklyn Beckham specific NDA or just like Beckhams in general NDA, you know?
I think for her sake, she wants to stay in the spotlight. She should say that Posh and David are wonderful parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I would stick with them.
It's funny.
Are you watching the Valley Persian Style?
I am not. Are you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. The new people, I still can't remember one of the ladies' names, but the new people, one of the guys has an interesting backstory. And then Gigi's the same. She hasn't changed at all. So like, okay, same old Gigi. Mm-hmm. And now you're just getting like, you know, some of MJ, well, now Gigi goes by Golnasa, and mm-hmm. then MJ goes by Mercedes. And then you just get more of like her and Tommy's marriage stuff.
And they're broken up now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
So you could see them, like MJ especially, like getting annoyed with him. But
I was never a fan of his.
Yeah.
So.
I'm also watching the new Vanderpump. So I was like, Let me watch it
yeah.
just to like see what it's like. It's not the worst show in the world,
yeah.
but it's nothing to it. Like, it's just so hard to get used to these kids. And it's just like nothing really entertaining is happening. Some of the guys, though, they're like really digging deep, like telling their backstories. I'm like, the guys are working, you know, like they want to make an. One of the guys who I didn't expect had a very interesting backstory. He was shot like multiple times.
My God.
And he was like, yeah. And then also he was like, yeah, so when I first tried drugs when I was 10, because my parents gave them to me, I was like, what?
Oh my God.
He was like, I had my first alcohol at 5 given to me by my parents. I was like, oh my God.
Crazy. So
yeah, I was like, damn, I didn't expect all this.
Yeah.
And then there's like two cousins on it and they do OnlyFans. And so now there's like this video that one of the girls found where it's kind of like they're massaging each other and this other guy. So it's like, ooh, incestuous.
Yeah.
Like weird.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, I was like, oh, let me follow the, you know, the Manapub people just in case they give us something online. And those two cousins, like, their posts on Instagram and everything is like so sexual. I was like, I am followed. I was like, it's a little too much. I was like, it's gross. That's no thanks. Yeah. But I mean, they shouldn't have another, I can't see them having another season, but Bravo's really pushing it on us. Like, well, they had a reunion.
Oh yeah. I saw that on social media. Well, like, I wonder if it's the Lisa Vanderpump of it all.
It must be. It has to be.
Yeah, they don't want to lose her, so they're trying to, like, I don't know, keep her in the spotlight. She the same old Lisa, like, trying to be the mom figure of the girl?
Yeah, she is, giving them a million chances.
Right.
But, I mean, nothing major is going on. There's a couple on there that breaks up every other episode. So it's, like, that kind of stuff, you know? What's it called? I mean, I don't know. It's just so hard to get used to them. I'm still, like, it's just not the same.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. And that reunion better only be one episode.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? And then Lisa sitting up there with Andy, like, you know, like she's part of it. I always hated how she sat up in front, like,
I know,
as part of the reunion. It's like, okay, Lisa.
Yeah. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's it for Bravo.
Okay. Are you up to date on The Pit?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's more bloody this season?
Yeah, I've had to look away a bunch of times.
Me too. I feel like last season it was like sporadic. Now it's like, I feel like half the show I'm like covering my eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't need to see this. Especially like any like anything like protruding or like when something like completely missing. I'm just like, oh no, I can't
watch cutting this. Into it and watching everything. No. Yeah.
I couldn't even watch when they were like, oh, that little boy had the marbles up his nose. I was like, I don't want to watch this procedure. It's just like, even though it was easy, I was like, I'm not looking. Yeah. I don't want to see this.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the maggots on the homeless person.
Oh, no. Yeah. I looked away. I was like, no.
I felt like he showered, but he still came in looking dirty. Like he still had dirt on him. I was like, why didn't you take a good shower?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, obviously I still love it. I'm not, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. I'm still liking it.
Yeah, me too. The Pit, I finally watched, you know that show, it came out maybe a year ago or two, Peacock with Amanda Seyfried, where she's a cop.
Oh, yeah, I watched the first episode. You like it?
I thought it really started getting good at episode 6.
Oh, okay. So...
I found it, some of it, like, a little slow in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, I thought some parts were better than others. Like, other parts, I'm like, ugh. I thought it picked up the last couple episodes.
Okay. So you finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, I watched Him and Hers.
Oh, I didn't watch that yet. You liked it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Him
and Hers or His and Hers? His and Hers.
His and Hers. Yeah, yeah. His and Hers.
What else? Oh, I started watching The Diplomat because it says it's a political thriller. So I was like, oh, maybe this is like House of Cards. Uh-huh. Oh my God, I'm so bored with it. I'm like, where's the thriller part? I'm like, it's like, okay.
That's Alice and Jenny and Felicity?
Alice and Jenny hasn't showed up yet, but yeah, Felicity. But so I'm like, maybe towards the end, because I'm kind of bored with that too, because there's no thriller part in it. So I was kind of expecting, I'm like, no, this is just a talky show. Like, but I'm just like, about it now. I'm sure maybe it'll pick up. Hopefully.
I think that has two seasons, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe the second season's better. I don't know. I'm trying to think what other shows I watched. I feel like I've watched a bunch of shows.
What about Pluribus?
I haven't watched that yet.
We just finished it. I really liked it.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
She was good in Better Call Saul.
She, I think she won the Globe, right? For the role?
Yeah.
I watched the trailer a couple times. I'm like, I don't know if this is for me. And then I guess I just was like, let me watch it. And I love like end of the world shit, you know, like,
yeah.
So I like it. And it's 9 episodes. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I liked it. What about Landman? Do you watch that?
No, I don't have a, is that on Paramount?
Oh yeah. Paramount. Yeah. I like that. The second season just finished.
Oh, nice. I'm trying to think what else. I feel like I watched a bunch of stuff too.
You know, I tried that I Love LA on HBO with Rachel Sennett. And I watched like 2.5 episodes and I was like, okay, like I get it. You know, it's not as good as Insecure, in my opinion. But I'm also like older now too, you know, so I'm like, I'm further away from them. But yeah, it's a little bit more not as grounded as the one I just said.
Oh, Insecure.
Insecure. Thank you. Yeah. It feels like there's one character who's like parents own some kind of like, you know, big company and she has some title that they just gave her so their daughter can get a paycheck from the company, even though she doesn't even do anything there. And so she's like the heiress or whatever. And she's just kind of like flighty. And I don't know, it's not like a real character, you know?
Oh, okay.
And that new It Girl is in it too. Odessa.
Oh yeah.
I feel like she's in everything right now. So it's okay. I don't know. I don't know if I'll keep watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Shrinking comes back this week, right?
Yes. Thursday, I think. Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, I know. I can't wait for that.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of TV is coming
back. Yes.
We're going to, well, good thing. Salt Lake. I don't know. That was a stutter. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. The Salt Lake is almost over. And then Potomac is almost over. So that's good news. We'll have two less shows. And the Valley, I mean, not the Valley, the Traitors will be over before we know it, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. It'll be done by the end. I think the end of February is when it's over.
Okay. I'll be sad when that's over.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I guess that's it. There was another show I feel like we finished too. Are you still watching Abbott?
I fell off of it. I have to get back on it.
Yeah, I'm a few behind on that one. Yeah, I guess that's it. But I feel our last podcast was 2 months ago, over 2 months ago. And so I feel like we've watched a lot in the last 2 months. But
I know, right?
Can't tell you what. I have no idea. I mean, I watched Emily in Paris. I'm up to date on that. Do you watch that?
No.
Yeah, so I watched, I guess, some stuff around the holidays, but now I don't remember.
Did you watch The Beast in Me? Yeah, that was good.
That was very good. I think we did talk about that on our last podcast. No.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we did. But yeah, I really liked that. Like that's like yesterday during the snow day, like that's what I want. I wanted to like watch a whole thing.
And yeah.
I just kept trying shows and I'm like, I'm bored.
That's what I thought. Like it was just, that's why I picked The Diplomat. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. Like, you know, I want to watch something like that. And then I'm just like, oh my God. I'm still going to finish a season, but I'm just like, oh my God. It's not what I expected.
Right? I hate that. I feel like I've given up on a lot of shit like that because I'm like, I'll watch one or two episodes. I'm like, nah, not worth it.
I know.
Did you ever watch, I swore I watched The Night Manager, the one with that guy that Taylor Swift dated before.
Joe Alwyn?
No, that before that guy, the other British guy.
Matty Healy? No, he's a singer. I don't know.
I don't know either, but whatever. I just remember it was like, it came out like 10 years ago and now the second season just came out. So I was like, all right, let me go back and watch like the last episode. And I honestly don't remember anything. So I'm like, maybe I didn't finish this. Like, maybe I just
hate that.
Right? Because I was like, because he plays like an ex, like, oh, that's what we're watching. Slow Horses.
Oh, okay.
That has a shit ton of seasons. I think we're up to like, I think there's like six or seven, and we're up to either five or six. Like, we're in the second to last season. You know, I talked about that the last time because I remember talking about Jack Loudon. So never mind.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I remember what else I'm watching. I'm watching Tell Me Lies.
Oh, how is that?
It's very good. Very good.
Second season?
It's the third and final.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I just don't understand. I want them all to beat up Steven DeMarco so bad. Like, oh my God. Like, being friends with him, he's so awful.
That's the character's name or the actor?
Yes. It's Katie Sagal's son.
That's
in white. Oh my God. I mean, he's a great actor because you really hate him. But it's just like, oh. Oh my God. Funny. Yeah.
Oh, that's Grace Van Patten, right?
Yeah, she's good in it.
I like her. I watched, that's something else I gave up on. I watched like the first couple episodes of the Amanda.
Oh, Knox?
Knox thing, yeah. And she was good in it, but it was kind of like, I felt like it didn't need to be a series, you know?
Yeah.
It was moving very slowly, but so I gave up on it and didn't go back. Yeah, I give up on a lot of stuff, I guess. If I don't love it, it's kind of like, what's the point? Yeah,
that's better.
Yeah, like I want it to be like The Pit or like Pluribus, where I'm like, next one, next one, next one, you know?
And you're like rushing home the next day to watch it.
Yes. Like, gotta get through this.
Yeah.
So much. Yeah.
That's what I wanted, like, when I started Diplomat, but I'm like picking up my phone. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I hate that. I know.
I know.
That's how I felt during I Love LA, too. Like, I was like, I'd watch one episode and I'd be like, okay. And the second one, come on, I would just be like scrolling my phone. I'm like,
yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I know, right? I don't want to do this.
You know what I noticed? So, since I watched Potomac Live last night and my DVR is not working, yes, I still pay for DVR. Like, I miss things that they say. And so I'm so used to, on Peacock, rewinding it and putting on captions to hear what they say. And like last night I was like, oh shit, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it felt weird watching the show like that, you know?
I know. I've had to put on captions too, because I'm just like, sometimes they whisper something. I'm like, what?
I know. And it seems good. I'm like, I want to hear it. Yeah.
I know. Or that's like how everything now, whenever there's a text message and they show it, they don't even like make it bigger. I'm like, I have to pause it, get up, go to the TV and read it. I'm like, make this bigger.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Please. And Tell Me Lies too, because they have the old phones. I'm like, pause, hold on, let me read.
Yeah, they this. Should just make it bigger. They can make it full screen, like they can zoom
I know in. But they don't, they just kind of angle the phone a little bit. I'm like, no, you can't do this.
No.
I'm like, you gotta make it the whole screen.
Yeah, well, and on Slow Horses I have to watch that with subtitles because they all have the British accent and you know, all the like slang and stuff.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, I have no idea what you're saying. So yeah. Anywho, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I think I told you off the pod, but one of the movies I watched over Christmas was the Song Sung Blue, the Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson about the Neil Dan. It was very good. I recommend that.
Oh,
I think it's on streaming now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, from the trailer, I was like, meh, but.
That's how I felt too, but since it's a true story and it's kind of like a roller coaster, like there's high highs and like low lows. So, and it kind of goes like, it does that a few times, you know, it's like, stuff like that. I don't want to give anything away, but I thought it was good. It was Nuremberg and that one were probably my two favorite of everything that has been nominated this year, you know?
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll check it out.
Marty Supreme was weird.
Really?
It was fine. It was entertaining. It was fine. Gwyneth Paltrow's good. You know, he's good. That woman Odessa is in it. She's in everything. That new It Girl.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of like, okay, you know?
Yeah. I had a feeling that it was just going to be okay. You know, I still have to watch that. I did not like that one battle after another. It wasn't, I just didn't like it.
Yeah. I didn't like it either.
I mean, there were some good parts. I thought the acting was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone was good, but I was just like, okay, like, You know, it wasn't my favorite movie. I saw Sinners. I thought that was great. I was shocked that it was nominated for so many Oscars. But I guess maybe like there really weren't that many good movies this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list now too. Yeah, Begonia, I refuse to watch.
Oh, I refuse to watch it after Emma Stone and that director wasted almost 4 hours of my life with Poor Things.
Yes.
I will not be tricked by them again.
Right. I hear ya. Hamnet, we both said we want to watch, but we haven't watched yet. Yeah, I want to see that. The Smashing Machine, Jeff really liked. That's The Rock. I have not seen
that.
That
was nominated for a Best Picture?
Maybe not. Maybe it's just, hang on. Let me go. I just
because he wasn't nominated. He probably thought he was going to be.
You know, Jeff said he was really good, but I guess not the best. Oh, you know what? That Wagner Mora, Sentimental Value is the Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Wagner Mora is, what is that one? He Wagner won for best actor at the Globes, but why can't I find who? If I had legs, I'd kick you.
Oh, the train station or something?
Something like that. Yeah, the train something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, whatever. We don't have to go through all of them, but yeah, I'm with you. I was not a fan of One Battle. Oh, Train Dreams.
Okay.
Yeah, so I liked F1. I'm not going to see Begonia. Frankenstein, I thought, was very good. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did. And I did think Jacob Elordi was very good.
And I also thought, what's his name, was good.
Frankenstein. Oscar Isaac?
Yeah. Yes. Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle of Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, Train Dreams. So yeah, I've probably only seen half of these. So,
but I'll I don't watch, really want yeah, to. I don't really care. Like, I'll watch Sentimental Value. Maybe that I would be interested in that and Hamnet, but otherwise I don't know. I really none of them are really making me want to watch them, you know.
No. Yeah, that Blue Moon with Ethan Hawke looks interesting, but like not enough to see it, you
yeah
know?
Just like, yeah
and I watched 10 minutes If I Had Legs I'd Kick You, and I'm like, this is not for me. Yeah, so I guess that's it.
Yeah
I got nothing else. The second Wicked wasn't nominated for a single thing, which I think is funny.
I know. I never even watched any of them.
Oh, you don't watch either? I watched both, and I did feel like the second one felt like it was ripped from the first one. Like there wasn't enough like going back to like remind you of certain things, you know?
Like
all of a sudden, like Dulcibear shows up and you're like, wait, who's Dulcibear again? You know, like you had to think like, oh, this was, you know, what's her name's nanny, you know, like I totally had forgotten who she was, you know, and like things like that where you're like, wait, why do they all hate this person or why, you know? So
yeah, even though I did see a clip of Ethan Slater as a Tin Man, and I thought from that clip I saw, I was like, wow, he did great.
He did do good. Yeah, that was cool. But it was very small, like a blip in the movie. And then like the things they made, like the Wizard and I, or not the Wizard, they made one of the songs like with Glinda in it too. And she's not in it in the musical. I don't know. I mean, it's entertaining, right? The music's great and the visuals and blah, 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 costumes. Like it's a fun watch, but to me, I saw it in the theater. So like, I also wasn't like, you know, if I saw it at home, maybe I'd be Googling like, who is this again? You know?
Yeah.
But, like I have seen the musical, so it's not like I don't know the story, but it's still, to me, someone who knew the story seemed like it was like ripped from the first movie. So didn't love it. But yeah. Okay. I guess that's it.
All right. Yeah. We got a lot more shows to watch.
Yeah. So next
movies. Yeah.
And what's coming up on Bravo?
You know, I know I feel like Southern Hospitality.
And Southern, and then, I mean, in Summer House in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Summer House. No, in a few days, I think, yeah, next week.
Yes. That's exciting. All right. Yeah. I'm happy about that. I'm writing it down so I don't forget.
Yes, next week. Because I think Bravo is doing like a countdown on their Instagram page.
Oh,
like
that's funny.
Eight more days. And yeah.
That's funny. I'm so glad Lindsay is in like the pictures and like, because I was worried she was going to be like a Danielle where she just shows up every once in a while. But I'm glad she's in like the promos and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So awesome. Well, Christina, thank you for podcasting with me.
Thank you.
And enjoy the shows this week.
Enjoy the shows. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.